Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, already? That don't seem possible. It is Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 23rd day of October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, we have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 61 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And typical fall day with chemtrails. Anyways, we'll start out just doing a little talk, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, as you guys all know, the people who read the site, I put up an email that was sent to me yesterday. And it's really no big deal. I mean, I get emails like that. You guys never see the shit I see. But, we've been talking this last month or so about the new people who have come in and how the think tanks from this country, the ones they put together here in this country, they just failed. There ain't no other way to put it. They failed miserably. So they have these new people in here. And they came in and, they sent the manual over to these idiots. And they were trying to follow the manual, but it just fucking wasn't working because there was an element out there that wouldn't just, you got to either hate the capitalist or hate the communist and love the capitalist or love the communist and hate the capitalist because there's only two choices, capitalism or communism, both of which cannot be here in the United States because the ratified law of our country does not allow it. We the people are the masters of industry as individuals. This is a republic. It's supposed to be a republic anyway. We know it's not. We know that it's been was unlawfully chartered as a corporation. We know the whole spiel, to put it bluntly and shortly. And so yesterday when this came up, I seen an opportunity to further explain this. I mean, what you're looking for, you have to, these people are right now. See, they came at us with, we're sending the cops to get your guns. Well, send your fucking 600,000 cops against our 40 million motherfuckers that are going to blow them out of their fucking boots was the answer. And that really didn't work out well for them. They got told to fuck off, basically. And they were people that have worked in other countries like Egypt and Libya. They've worked all over the world overthrowing governments. They're the cream of the crop. So now what they're doing, they're trying to figure us out. From the trenches, a tough fucking nut to crack. Because we are not for the communists. And we are not for the capitalists. And we have ratified fucking law that we made, our ancestors made, that cannot be changed, that says that everything that they're doing is in violation of our law. And we do have not only the right, but the responsibility to enforce that law with deadly force, because our peaceful means, the common law courts, have been removed by the unlawful corporation. So they're studying us, people. And when that article went up yesterday, the one about, I think it was some school decided they were going to give the blacks reparations for slavery or some kind of shit. That's called race bait. That was put there for a purpose. It's called race bait. And no offense to Stephen, because, you know, Stephen, you, as a person who will defend, and I mean, who will enforce the fucking law of this land, you have the right to say anything you want to, but brother, you swallowed that bait, hook, line, and sinker. And you swallowed it for all of us. So, when that's what they were looking for. And then they get to come and try to communicate with me on my email to see if I can be scared, to see if I can be intimidated. And of course, I told them to fuck off, as I always do, because they do not scare me. They do not intimidate me. They are fucking laughable in their fucking intentions. But the bottom line is then, so I said, well, hell with it. You know, I'm going to put this thing up there, and they want to learn something about our people, we'll put it up there. And we put it up there, and there were several comments on it, you know, went back and forth. But you know what you did? You give them study material. You give them a look at, you know, you talk to them. We don't talk to them. Now, I'm never going to tell you people what to do or what to say or what you can't say or what you can say, so long as you are American nationals ready to fucking enforce that law. But when you do these things, they get a good look at you. They start doing a profile on you and each and every one of us. And of course, Dion's, his comment was short. He said he'd be their Huckleberry. And some people might think that Dion's the only black man, you know. In my response to them, I told them that there are people of every pigment of skin that are trenchers. And I promise you, Dion, though being the most vocal in stepping up and speaking his mind, is not the only black person in the trenches with us. But that's cool and everything. But when you fall for this shit, when you take the bait, there's a reason they're putting that out there. Tell me this, what did it matter to us? Some communists gave some communists some fucking money. Now, the response, I mean, two responses was all that required in reality. One response was, communist race bait. This is communist race bait, first comment. Second comment, yep, and that's the end of it. They wasted all that time and all that effort, and they got nothing. But if you fall for it now, if you swallow that fucking bait and you give them something, then they're going to come back around, and then they can try scaring me, and then they can try... I don't never tell you guys about this shit because I just blow them off. I tell them, fuck off. You ain't got no fucking authority over me. Eat my shorts. But the bottom line is, this is what they're doing. And that should have been spotted, because we've been talking about it for a month now. That should have been spotted for what it was. It's irrelevant to what we're doing. And, you know, I would have never believed it when I was young, you know, I've been doing this, what, about 9 years now? And with the internet, you know, coming, I never liked technology. I hate it. I'd throw it all away today if good. But it's become a necessary evil in our lives. And I found it just completely amazing. Like Digger Dan. When Digger Dan was my friend. I never shook the man's hand. I never talked to him in person. I talked to him on the phone. But I never talked to him in person. Millard, and man, especially Spike. Spike was my best goddamn friend that I had at the time of his death. And then, you know, Ruth, and you know how you people are out there. Katie and Mary, and man, I can't go over the whole list, but you're all my friends. Dion's my friend. And Dion's not my friend because, oh, gee, I got a black person here that'll step up and, you know, come up on the radio and fucking shout these bastards down for the fucking race-baiting garbage fucking communist that they are, because what they are, they're not black, they're not white. It's just like, if I've said it 100 times, if you have some kind of belief in this system that they have used to turn us against each other for 240 fucking years, well, just look at the people who are doing it to you. Look at your enemy. Look at your enemy and look who they are. They are of all colors, and they have no problem with, you know, with one color or the other, or, you know, any kind of, they're spit-swapping buddies. The premier of fucking China, I mean, he swapped spit with Trump, and Trump, you know, I don't care who at the head of the corporations are. They all swap spit with each other, and they do terrible things to us. And then they try to blame us one against the other. It's because of those black people doing it. Or it's because the white people, that white privileged people are doing it to you. But to me, Dion's, well, it's like, I think of him as my friend, and I believe he thinks of me as the same. And he seems to me to be a fellow that I would trust to take my back in a bar fight. And that's about the highest compliment I pay to any man. And you know, I've loved the pictures of when I've liked it when the trenchers get together and we get to send in the pictures of everybody and everything. And there was one picture, the first picture of Coyote, who was also my friend, and Dion sitting in front of that flag, you know, the Bill of Rights flag. And I said, this is what they fear, and it is what they fear. They fear that we will not. I mean, how many years did it work for them, man? How many? I mean, even you take the civil rights movement of the 60s. That was a bullshit fucking communist operation. There was no civil rights. All the government's going to start creating rights. Well, where they were doing that under the 14th Amendment, nobody even know what that son of a bitch meant. It meant that we were all subjugated. It didn't matter the color of our skin. They were just going to start inflicting authorities that they could not inflict because it was a violation of the 9th article. So they could, I mean, it was a good reason for them to do it. But what happened in the South, well, what should have happened? Now, the Bill of Rights says what it says, and it wasn't being enforced. That's why they could have this communist civil rights movement. Is because the Bill of Rights was not being enforced. And the people, all it took was the people across the country saying, you're in violation of the law. You are going to follow the law. If you do not, we will form up a militia and we will come to the South and you will follow the fucking law. And they did no special things from no government involvement. No government had nothing to do with it. It wasn't none of their goddamn business. But it was the business of each individual, because the thing here is, people, when you stand up for your rights, you're standing up for my fucking rights. And I understand that. And I understand that the Bill of Rights is unalienable and there is no exceptions. There can be no exceptions, or it isn't unalienable anymore. You can't allow us exceptions. I have to defend your rights because I'm defending my own rights when I do so. And you have to, when you defend your rights, you're defending my rights, and I gotta back you. Because that's what keeps us all free. That's what makes us a people. Because it's born into each and every one of us. And I tell you, it ain't got nothing to do with the pigment of anybody's skin. It's the 14th Amendment, or it's the Bill of Rights. And I mean, that's why we've been trying to simplify this at the same time that we have our new people coming in trying to figure us out. Well, you want to figure us out? Just listen to the broadcast. We'll tell you all about it. You are in violation of our law. We have the absolute right to enforce that law with deadly force, because you have come to the point to where your violation of the law is equivalent to tyranny. You are seeking to subjugate us. And we've already shown in our history that we will not be subjugated. You try to subjugate us, we shoot you with our guns. That's what the second article is there for. Now you've already plugged, you wrote that 14th Amendment down on a piece of paper. You sure as hell did. And you've been committing crimes under that crime, which was a part of the crime of forming a corporation to replace our republic for a long fucking time now. You've been in violation of law. It's not something, one of those fatus accomplice. Because we step up and enforce the law. The law's in us. It's a part of us. We can step up any time we choose and enforce it with deadly fucking force. We can blow you right out of your fucking communist, treasonous fucking boots. You put somebody between us and the fucking traitors that are fucking writing it down on a piece of paper, we can blow them out of their fucking boots. Because they are communists and they are trying to overthrow our government. It is our fucking right. It is our fucking duty. At any rate, I want you people to think about that. And I mean, look for it. I mean, that was a pretty easy one for me to spot. And I mean, there's like I said, it's no big deal. I only put it up as a learning tool. I get fucking emails like that, shit, 3 or 4 or 5 times a week. Oh yeah, we'll do this. You're gonna really? We'll get on it, bitch. Anyway, the CASE Act we talked about yesterday passes the U.S. House of Representatives from Billboard, sent in by Angel for discussion. I'm from the Trenches World Report. And this is a rush job. See, they are hurt. They can't get an election together, people. I don't care what they're trying to tell you, what the red-hatted retards are saying, or the fucking Antifas and all of these idiots. Look at them. They're laughable. They're all laughable. And man, what's the problem, man? Is like I said, from the trenches, tough nut to crack. When you got a people that are saying, "What are we doing?" Well, we're enforcing the law. We are fucking law-abiding American nationals, and by God, we're enforcing the law that you are in violation of. And it is our right to enforce the law because, well, we wrote the law. It is our law, and we are the authority and the jurisdiction behind it. And we will enforce our law, and you will not enforce your corporate fucking unlawful administrative admiralty legislated fucking horse shit on us. We will not allow it. It violates our law. When we shoot, we will be shooting for righteousness, for the law, to enforce the law. We got to simplify this thing for people. The copyright alternative in small claims, now they're calling it small claims enforcement. Small claims court. Boy, you're almost to a justice court. You're almost there, but you're not quite there. The copyright alternative in small claims enforcement case, case stands for. Act passed 410-6 in the U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday evening. It now goes to the Senate for a vote before it can be become law. No, that ain't how you make law in the United States. Only way you make law in the United States is through the 5th article of the original Constitution, which you removed and replaced with a corporation, so you can't make law. You can make policy, you can make fucking, you can do acts, and you can write all kinds of shit down on a piece of paper, but it does not have the force of law because it is in violation of the law. The superior supreme law of the land. If successful, the CASE Act will create a copyright claims board within the United States Copyright Office, which to rule on small claims infringement cases where damages would be capped at, well, goddammit, they said 30,000 yesterday. And then we came on and we started talking about the 7th article of the Bill of Rights, capped at 15,000 per claim and 30,000 total. Isn't that weird? I don't care if it's at 15, what you've done with the fucking money. It ain't even fucking money to begin with. You're talking about debt. And the seventh article doesn't say in all cases at common law where the amount in controversy is $20 in debt of debt. It says $20. That's $20. That's real shit. And that's all this is debt per claim and $30,000 total. Well, I mean, they're trying to set this up as a fucking Star Chamber fucking small claims court. Oh, mercy. But you know what? You're breaking the law. You're breaking the law blatantly and right in everybody's face, bald face, and it's easily provable. The bill would give independent creators a practical way to enforce their rights without the burden of hiring an attorney to fight the infringement in federal court. Oh, you don't want to go to the federal courts no more. Wonder why. Cases would be decided by a 3-judge panel. I take that's 3-judge panel. Wait a minute. Wait just a doggone minute. 3-judge panel. Let's look here. Let's look at our 7th article here. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved. Shall be preserved. Don't sound like a jury to me. Sorry, guys. You just violated the law. That is a violation of the law. The ratified law for this country, the law that cannot be changed because of the 9th article, which dictates that it cannot be changed, and that is the fucking jurisdiction and the authority of the fucking people who make up the largest army on planet Earth. And fuck you again. I mean, see, what they're doing is they play the big card first, saying, we're coming to get your goddamn guns. Well, we'll blow you out of your fucking boots. Well, they had to find something. They had to find something safer, a safer way to attack the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights is what stands between them and their New World Order. But just right there, you know, I'm sorry, but your three judges does not add up to a 12-person fucking jury that the fucking 7th article commands it will be. A 3-panel jury of fucking corporate motherfuckers settling issues for corporate motherfuckers that can't even exist in the fucking world of the free national. That's our world. You pissants over there were just supposed to be this, that pissants. But you've declared yourself something more. And you're trying to puff out your chest, but every time you do, you get knocked on your ass. I'm telling you guys. What there has to be removed is sites like From the Trenches before they get to this next, truly get to this next election cycle. Because every day it's going to be Trump fucking, you're going to hear it on this goddamn broadcast, Trump's lies to the people. He promised to harden the borders. No, he did not. He said he was going to throw every single invader here out, that he was going to end DACA on day one. And he has been, and you know, as far as our second article is concerned, he has been heard and recorded saying, we'll take the guns and then we'll give them the due process. I mean, there's things that are going to be hammered. They know are going to be hammered. And they right now, they're sitting there trying, how are we going to have a fucking election? That's why they had to go and do this here. I mean, there is not one fucking site that isn't going to have something on it that they can come after, you see. But it ain't going to stop us. Because they will get the mandamus and we'll fire another fucking site up. And it'll be nothing. And we'll just keep doing it, fire another fucking site up. And we'll just keep on going. It's coming apart on them. We've told them, fuck you on the guns, and that's the most important thing that that they have to know, is you ain't taking shit. You will take a ton of fucking lead. We will shoot your asses out of this country, you communist motherfuckers, and those of you that are captured will go on trial in a common law court, because we're getting our courts back. That is another violation of our law. The unlawful, the fucking treasonous removal of the common law courts, the people's fucking courts, the people who are the fucking jurisdiction and the authority for the little united big ass states of these America. And we're going to take that goddamn constitution back too. And we're going to fix it. I know there's people out there, oh, Mark Kroenke's peeing all over himself. We can't, yeah, we're going to fix it, Mark. We're going to fucking fix it. It's going to be made clear in each clause that fucking violation of this fucking clause through in trying to create any kind of authority that violates the people's rights is a capital offense and will be punished by death. And each and every American national who files a fucking complaint, that complaint will be heard by a 12-person jury of their peers. Plain and fucking simple. That's all it needs. And then we'll see who wants to fucking go around writing acts and writing horse shit down on a piece of paper that violates our fucking law. How's that work for you? Creators' practical way to enforce their rights without the burden of hiring an attorney to fight infringements in federal court. Federal court shit didn't work too well, did it? Cases would be decided by a 3-judge panel of subject matter experts. Did you hear what I just said? Subject matter experts. See, everybody here, that's another thing you out there listening, you new experts. We understand the difference between subject matter and fucking facts. Not by subject. You're going to judge subject matter? That's something you get to interpret, isn't it? That's this government-appointed star chamber fucking judge, panel of judges, is going to get to interpret. Well, you don't interpret facts, you just accept the fucking facts. And the fact is, in the common law court, you have to prove a damage. You have to show where you lost a fucking dollar before you can get a dollar in any civil action. You just don't go, well, we're going to $15,000. That's what we say just because that's the way we interpret the subject matter. But where are your facts? By the way, where's my 12-person fucking jury? I'm absolutely guaranteed. You're in violation of the law, you son of a bitch, you treasonous piece of shit. You see, the Jews, when they're running into tough spots here. Mammon and the threat thereof, you know, like they used to be 30,000 dollar fine, a fucking $100,000 fine, a fucking life in prison for a bump stock. Boy, that'll scare them into giving to us. No, all you're doing is pissing us off, because we can show straightforward where what you're doing is in violation of the supreme, unalienable, unremovable, unchangeable law of this country, the law of we the people. And we will enforce that fucking law. You get to the point, remove all the sites, then I guess we're done talking, huh? Because the jury box is gone. We know that. Because they're operating under the administrative admiralty fucking unlawful jurisdiction in violation of the law. The ballot box is gone. Because the corruption has been proven 10,000 times over. And the fact is, you've only got about 18 to 20% of the people pretending to be a fucking voting body for the whole of the fucking 300 million people. That's horse shit. That isn't even a referendum. So the goddamn ballot box is gone. Take the fucking soapbox. You know what box that leaves left? That's right, the cartridge box. And then there would be no doubt in our minds that we were right all the way down the line. Everything we've said is absolutely correct. I mean, we can read it, and we can read facts, and we can understand facts. We can understand our law. We can understand that our law is written in unfucking disputable facts, and we can enforce it. And that's what, you sure this is what you want to do? You think Mammon can take out the largest army on the planet? You backed off with your fucking threats of coming and taking the guns, with your cops, with your fucking corporate United States Blackwater, didn't you? You backed the fuck off of that, didn't you, real quick? When everybody said, lock and fucking load, let's do it. Fortify your house, and people don't stop doing that. Do not stop. I mean, if you've started doing it, you look for the place. Look, I mean, you know your house. I mean, every scenario you can make up in your fucking mind, have a fucking counter for it. Make your fucking house a fortified fucking booby trap. And then you want to come invade my fucking castle? I'm gonna give you a fucking fight, you son of a bitch, and some of you ain't going home. Make sure they understand that. And but I mean, here with this, see, they want to remove the voice of opposition. They want to remove the truth. The truth is ripping their fucking asses up. It is tearing them clear to pieces. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chillicothe, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively, Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time. That was Death Punch with Bad Company. I guess that's what we are, guys. It's Bad Company. But this article goes on, you know, added Copyright Alliance, the Case Act continues to be legislative priority for hundreds of thousands of photographers, illustrators, geographic artists, songwriters, authors, bloggers. Oh, yes, I'm sure. No, it's a fucking priority to cut the people's communication before this next election cycle. Maybe you could stupefy them into it with your mainstream fucking nobody watches it media. But the bottom line here is all of this act that they're doing, everyone that is fucking perpetrating this act is in violation of the law and is committing sedition and treason, which are hangable offenses because you're doing it to try to overthrow the fucking lawful government of this country, which is we the people. And that's where that ends. Let's see what else was it. Let's see how our people are doing. Goodbye, middle class. 50% of Americans make less than $33,000 a year. This is from Economic Collapse, sent in by Mary Ford discussion. I'm from the, you know, you go back and think about that. What they're talking here, you know, think back in the 1700s when the printing press was out. And so somebody prints something like Common Sense or what might have you. Or a newspaper, you know, talking about what's going on and with the fucking aristocracies who are trying to hijack your fucking common man's uprising. And you're standing there around the street in a big fucking mob, man, and you're fucking passing that newspaper and people are reading it and you're talking about it and saying, come on. Well, each one of you that reads that paper, you have to pay this man here. Fuck that man. There is no fucking copyright on reality as it is unfolding. Sorry, buddy. You can't do it. It ain't something you created. It's something that was created by fucking nature. And you cannot fucking, it's just like these bastards who think they can go and put patents on the pot seeds. No, you can't. It's all being done in violation of the law. But I mean, that's the equivalent. That's what they're wanting to do. It's just, I can imagine back in the, you know, 1775, you know, early part of 1775, 1774, the people in the pubs and stuff, and they're passing the paper around saying, look, and, you know, they're doing this, and, oh, that's a lie, and you know what might have you. And then some son of a bitch walking in, well, each one of you has to pay to read that same piece. Fuck you. It's called like I said, you cannot copyright the natural unfolding of reality in this world, in this goddamn country. That's not copyright something when you made something up. Okay, you created it, and then I take it, and I put my name on it, and I sell it. That's plagiarism, okay? The law here was about, plagiarism. Like, you wrote a book, and then I just copy the book, and I put my name that I wrote the book and start selling it and making money off of it. It was about protecting people in that way. It wasn't about that, I'm the first one that arrived at the scene of the fucking crime. So if you want to read about the crime, only I can tell you. Fuck you. And you're in violation of the law that is going to be enforced, you dirty motherfuckers. And you new communists out there, you professionals. This ain't fucking, this isn't Africa. This isn't Libya. This isn't fucking Yemen. This isn't goddamn over there in Egypt. Or any of the places where you have went and absolutely caused overthrows of the fucking government so that you could steal the fucking resources. We're just a little bit smarter and a little bit meaner, a whole lot meaner than no son of a bitch has ever thought about being, and we're armed to the teeth. So you just go ahead and try this plan, see how she works out for you. Because you'll get the same fucking mandamus to you personally, you pieces of shit. And when the people get sick enough of it, I think it's going to get worse on you. That's all I'm going to say. I think it's going to get way worse on you. Turn us into fucking vigilantes because we have no fucking access to a fucking to peaceful means to settle our disputes with this motherfucking unlawful violation of the law known as the fucking United States Corporation and all its sub fucking contractors. How about that? Goodbye, middle class. That's where we were. The truth is that most American families are deeply struggling, but you hardly ever hear this from the mainstream media. You don't. All you hear from them, that everybody's got $1 million and everybody's rich. But you hear it out here, don't you? And that's why this is what this fucking CASAC bullshit's about. So that's the only thing you hear. Everybody's rich in the country. Well, I got news for you assholes. We're sitting out here, we know fucking better. And they'll throw, you know, like, here the polls say 90%. Everybody just, the polls say. Fuck you, this is not a government of poll. I don't even find poll in the goddamn original Constitution, let alone fucking allowed in the Bill of Rights. You ain't going to run our country by poll. You'll find out what the poll is when the law is enforced. The poll is the people are going to fucking enforce the fucking law, and you're going to get it enforced on you, and it's going to hurt. And you son of a bitches that have come in here, we're going to find out who you are, exactly who each and every one of you is. And you've gone around this world doing this to other people, and you think you're going to do it to us, and you just go on to the, well, we're the last one, actually. If you could just get our guns, you could get that new world order. There'd be nothing to stop you, no one with the power to stop you. Well, and in the meantime, like I say, you know, they're talking about, you won't hear this on the mainstream media. Wonder why? Why wouldn't you hear that on the mainstream media? That's what it's there for. Those are journalists telling you the facts so that you can make some honest decisions about how to proceed in your life to correct the bad things and emphasize the good things. Yes, about 10% of all American workers are making $100,000 or more a year. I told you about the 10%. I said it's 10% up to the 1%. And yeah, these are your voters, okay? These are the people that are still going along with this. Life ain't so fucking bad if you got $100,000 coming in a year. But they're coming to take that too from the ignorant son of a bitches in that 10%. HB1 visas, remember that. We warned you about that in last election and you didn't listen. You went out and voted. Or more a year, and being registered to vote is going along with this, by the way. You are acquiescing to that straw man fucking designation that you are a piece of fucking property for a corporation. Yes, about 10% of American workers making $100,000 or more a year, but most of those high-paying jobs are concentrated in major cities along the East and West Coast. For much of the rest of the country, these are very challenging times as the cost of living soars. And by God, if it ain't $3.45 a gallon for gas, and if you ain't seen the price of groceries go up, you must have $100,000. But their paychecks do not. According to the Social Security Administration, the median income in the United States last year was just $32,838.05. In other words, 50% of American workers made more than $32,838.05, and 50% of American workers made less than $32,838.05 in 2018. Let's be generous and round that number up to $33,000. And when you break it down on a monthly basis, it comes to just $2,750 a month. Of course, nobody can support a middle-class lifestyle for a family of four on $2,750 a month before taxes. And so in most families, more than one person is working these days. In fact, in many families today, more than one person is working multiple jobs in a desperate attempt to make ends meet and it is still often not quite enough. What'd I tell you? Eat, sleep, work, eat, sleep, work. And man, I'm telling you, fucking people are sick of it. And it's just getting worse every day. They ain't got a pot to piss in the wind and throw it out, but they got that AR-15. They got that AK-47, and they got their thousands of rounds of ammunition, and they're just a fucking waiting. You think about that think tank. These days, many would have us feed feel bad if we were not making at least $100,000 a year. But according to the report, only about 10% of all Americans workers make that much money. Instead, most Americans are in what I would call the barely getting by category. Here are some key facts that I pulled out of the report. 33% of all American workers made less than $20,000 a year. 46% of all American workers made less than $30,000 a year. 58% of all American workers made less than $40,000 a year. 67% of all Americans made less than $50,000 a year. Eat, work, sleep, pissed off. That means that approximately two-thirds of all American workers are making $4,000 or less a month before taxes. Ouch. But these numbers help us to understand why survey after survey has shown that most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. After paying the bills, there just isn't much money left for most of us. Eat, sleep, and work. Unless you're a fucking beaner, man, or a fucking Chi Kong. And then they'll send you money in the fucking mail. Even if you are making these low wages, they're going to supplement you. They're going to take care of you. You're going to get a new car next year. And for an increasing number of Americans, even paying the bills has become exceedingly difficult. In fact, a brand new report from UBS says that 44% of all U.S. consumers don't make enough money to cover their expenses. Eat, sleep, work. Anger builds. The anger builds. The anger builds. Low-income consumers are struggling to make ends meet despite the greatest economy ever. And if a recession strikes or the employment cycle continues to decelerate, this would mean that the average American with innumerable debts will likely fall behind on their debt serving payments, according to UBS report, first reported by Bloomberg. But the economy, they're telling you, it's all, Donald Trump said everybody's rich in America. Well, we must not be a part of the everybody. The 75% of us must not be part of the everybody. Or more than that, because you're talking, what, 10%? 80% of us must not be part of the everybody. 80%. It's all, the numbers just keep coming out right, don't they? So you got, what, 18 to 20% that go out there and fucking supposedly acquiesce to this fucking fraud, to this fucking violations of our laws? That 15% are a pack of fucking traitors, aren't they? They are fucking selling the rest of us out so that they can have a little bit of the lot that belongs to all of us. And you think when you get up into that first, that 1%, go ahead.
You hadn't learned the new math.
That's what it is, man. I didn't do the Common Core. I got to have somebody teach that to me. But I mean, talk about standing up there right in your face and lying to you. It's a great economy. Yeah, for the top 10% and for the 1%. Fuck, they're making record profits just like they have since 2008 when the derivatives bubble popped, and it was big enough to wipe them all out. Remember that. It was going to wipe them all out. That's why Bush handed the fucking Treasury over to Henry Paulson to completely bail them out of the fraud that they had committed. Borrow the money in our great-grandchildren's name from, well, the same fucking fraudulent bankers. Give that money over to the fucking bankers. Give the properties back that it paid for. And now, hey, you guys owe us that money. you think about these people who are just fucking working and sleeping and eating and grinding their fucking teeth. Waiting for the fucking chance to fucking even the fucking score with your fucking fraudulent, dirty, international, unlawful asses. They want to enforce that law. They want it so bad they can taste it. All they need is just the first right spark to fucking light the fire. And it's coming. Because, I mean, it ain't going to stop there because you got the HB1 fucking visas coming in to take the last of those $100,000 jobs, too. Then what are you going to be down to, the 1% versus the fucking 90%? But you 10%ers, I mean, you son of a bitches that have went along with this while the rest of us were fucking eating, sleeping, and fucking working. You think you're fucking out of it? You're not. You're going to fucking pay up in spades. UBS analyst Matthew Mish wrote in a recent report that 44% of consumers don't make enough money to cover their expenses. That means that about half of the country is flat broke and struggling just to survive financially. Hey, fuck this goddamn, this is the greatest economy ever. Ever, people. No, it ain't. See, this is who you can tell who they're talking to. They're talking to that top 10%. They're talking to the fucking straw man voters, that 12 to 18 fucking percent. That's who they're talking to. They sure as hell ain't talking to you and me because they know we know better.
Let me write hot checks. I'll be doing all right.
Pardon?
I said, let me write hot checks. I can just write any check I want. I think I'd do okay.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's not equality here. Of course, those at the top of the economic food chain often don't have a lot of sympathy for those that are hurting. Many of them have the attitude that those that are struggling should just go out and get one of those good, quote, good jobs that the mainstream media is endlessly touting. But most jobs in the United States are not good jobs. No, we haven't said that. We haven't been talking about that for fucking year, except with 2 years now. Oh, the good jobs making $10 an hour, so you can't even afford a fucking, you live in your car. That's what you can do. And work a job, 40 hours a week. Today, the poverty level for a household of four in the United States is $25,000 and $25,750. More than 40% of the workers in this country make less than that each year, people. Eating, sleeping, and fucking working and being treated like fucking dirt in the country that your fucking ancestors fucking conquered. You think those people aren't pissed? I'll tell you what they do have. They have invested in the guns. Go check them. I know you do not believe it, but you want to believe these polls that 90% of America is, that 100% of America is rich and everybody's so fucking happy. They're dancing in the fucking, go check the fucking gun records because that's what they, and think of how much they've had to scrounge to get that money to get those fucking guns. How bad do they want your fucking scalp? Starting a business is always an option, but that takes money. And thanks to government regulations, that's corporate regulations made by an unlawful corporation. Regulations, it makes it harder than ever to run a small business successfully. It's impossible unless you happen to be one of the boys from the lodge. Just look at what is happening to our dairy farmers. There are few occupations that are more quintessential American than being a dairy farmer. And since most people drink milk and eat cheese, you would think that it would be a pretty safe profession. But instead, dairy farms are shutting down at a pace that is absolutely chilling all over the nation. For example, just check out what has been going on in Wisconsin. Wisconsin lost another 42 dairy farmers in July, and since January 1st has lost 491 farms, reports the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Now, I'm saying that these farms haven't been lost. I'm saying that fucking now owns the fucking dairy farms. Because food is a weapon. And they know this shit's fixing to come down. They know how badly we're being treated. And they know we're not fucking ignorant, that everything that they call their fucking technology that fucking puts us above us was created by us. They're a bunch of inbred retards. And they're fucking sick pedophiles. That's all you got, and they're what they can buy. You people that are part of the fucking Blackwater USA corporate fucking enforcers, man, I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be you when this shit goes down. Like I said, a fucking pair of Levi's and a goddamn flannel shirt's going to go for about $1,000 a pop just to get you out there and you can try. Ah, no, by God, I'm against him. I've been against him all along. Well, we're looking in the computer here and you're one fucking of them. Get a fucking rope. At this rate, the dairy state could lose 735 dairy farms this year, which would be a decline of 9% in 2018. The state lost 691 farms, a rate of decline of 7.9. And these aren't being lost. I guarantee these are being turned over to the fucking Chi-Cons because that's the fucking plan. I mean, they know they don't got what they have to have here to fucking even fight us. We're going to be shooting fucking Chinese and goddamn blue helmets and probably fucking Indians and blue helmets, okay? And we will fucking soak this fucking land with their blood. We will regenerate it with their fucking blood. It's, like I said, it's going to be like being sent to the Eastern Front in old Germany during the Second World War, being sent to Stalingrad. That's what it's going to be like to be sent to America because we're going to show you what fucking vicious means. We will redefine man's inhumanity to man, you motherfuckers. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just keep saying it. It's a violation of the law. Don't even play no games. Violating the bill? No. It's a violation of the ratified law of this country. You are a fucking criminal. And you're going to fucking pay the criminal's price. That is the word from the trenches.